Starting the recording on this end. And I would like to welcome you all to this teleclass on how to release your creativity with Healing Codes coach Dr. Lorna Meinweiser. And this is Katie Curtin, and I'm so excited to be hosting this call. We've actually had way over 120 people register for this from countries all around the world. From Canada, the United States, Australia, Korea, Netherlands, France, and Malaysia. And I'm actually hosting this call from Mexico. So we're kind of spanning the different continents. We have on the call also people or who will be listening to the call later who are artists, healers, coaches, creative and conscious entrepreneurs, and I think a people from a whole slew of other walks of life. So I just want to welcome all of you, and I really hope that this call will be all that you expected and more, and that it will really support you on your creative and healing journey. And I would just like to say a couple of words about who I am, and that is, my name is Katie Curtin. I'm a theater artist, writer, and a creative project success coach, and I work with people who have a lot of ideas and are great starters, but have challenges getting their creative projects completed and out into the world. And it might be a book, a film, a series of paintings, a songwriting project, or a creative business project. And I help them get through whatever blocks and obstacles that prevent them from letting their creative talents shine. And you can see more about my individual and group coaching programs at www.katiecurtin.com. And one of the reasons I organized this teleseminar is because I've come to see over the years that conscious and unconscious negative beliefs and patterns play a central role in holding us all from expressing our creative talents in the world. And I know over the years I've been experimenting with different modalities, therapies, energy techniques. And I really find the healing codes to be one of the easiest and most effective way to remove the mindset and beliefs that get in our way creatively and in all areas of our life. And I have to say, it's only been 6 months ago that I first began really using the healing codes of Dr. Alex Lloyd on a regular basis. Since I began using them, it has helped me overcome long-standing health issues, problems with clutter, travel anxiety, blocks to creative success, as well as relationship issues. And I'm using it to work on all sorts of things. So I find that often a less than 10-minute session doing the healing codes leads me into a profound state of well-being and bubbling with creative ideas. And Lorna Meinweiser has been a wonderful coach and guide for me in how to use the codes most effectively and for help around specific issues. And that's why I feel so lucky to be able to have Dr. Lorna Meinweiser here today to tell us about the healing codes, because I think she's really, really qualified to do this. And just to give you a bit of background on her, she's a success coach who has a PhD in psychology and was a licensed professional counselor for more than 15 years. She's been a healing codes coach and trainer since 2003, and she holds diplomate status from the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology and is trained in many energy psychology techniques. Lorna worked with Dr. Alex Lloyd and Tom Costello to create the Heart's Issues Test, which shows you where you are in each of the 12 healing code categories. And Lorna is actually mentioned in Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson's best-selling book, The Healing Code. Lorna has helped hundreds of clients achieve greater success in their work and personal lives, as well as to resolve health issues. Her clients have consistently reported feeling a new sense of peace, joy, and love through their use of the healing codes. So, as you can see, she's very, very well qualified to show us about the healing codes, and I'm really looking forward to the discussion around that. But first of all, I would like to tell you a little bit about the structure of the call. First of all, we're going to discuss what exactly the healing codes are and how they work and how they can make a difference in your life, from opening creative flow to health issues to relationships and work. Then Lorna will lead us through the process of doing the healing codes, so you'll have an experience for yourself. Then we will go more deeply into creative blocks and what gets in the way of creative flow and how to use the codes to overcome these blocks. We will then open up the call to your questions, and then we'll wrap up the call with a discussion of how the healing codes can be applied to bring about positive changes in all areas of your life, as well as some information about how you can work further with Lorna and her upcoming healing codes programs. So as you can see, this call is going to be chock full of interesting content, as well as giving you an experience with the healing codes. So I'd just like to welcome again Lorna, and now I'm going to start in with the questions, and you get to talk more.
Okay.
So Lorna, can you tell us first how you came to know about the healing codes, and what led you to become a healing codes coach and trainer?
Well, in 2003, I was using emotional freedom technique, or EFT, and was listed as a coach, and I was listed on Gary Craig's EFT website. And Dr. Lloyd decided to train about 50 coaches to do his healing codes process, and so I got an invitation. I'd never heard of it before, but I got this invitation, would I like to know more? And it was actually called the Image Maker at that time. And it was very interesting for me because just before 3 weeks or so before I got this invitation, I woke up one morning and I still don't know what happened, but my hands were very swollen and my right shoulder was very stiff and I could hardly lift my arm up, and I tried energy techniques and I tried several other things. Finally went to the doctor and they wanted to put me on heavy duty medication, and I said no. And when I got home from the doctor that day, I'm like, what am I going to do? Nothing seems to work. Here was this invitation, and along with that was where they could set up an appointment with a coach to experience it. And I thought, well, that's a good way to do this. So I set that up, and she led me through the process. And what occurred for me was some memories, very early memories came up of myself in the crib, holding on to the side of the crib and crying and crying and crying and nobody coming, and holding very tightly onto the side of that crib. And I had not really ever had that memory before, but I had struggled with a good part of my life, most of my life, with this feeling of somehow not belonging, not supposed to be here, or having to prove myself. I realized as I was doing the codes that the age I was, where that picture came to my mind, my mother had either was just before my baby sister was born, or in the hospital, or just after. And and the realization came that it wasn't that she didn't come because she didn't love me, she didn't care about me. She was probably busy with a baby.
Right.
But at 15 months old, I had no idea. And then I talked it over with my sister, and she said, well, you know, Mom was in the hospital for 6 weeks afterwards as well, and we were shipped off to grandmother. And I did not have any memory of that. So as I was doing the codes and as these realizations were coming, the pain disappeared, the stiffness disappeared, I could move my arms and my hands were fine. Just after about, I don't know, 10 days worth of doing the codes every day. So I said, all right, I want to learn more about this. Mm-hmm. And I went to the training. They had two sets of training, one in Nashville and then one in Las Vegas, and that's how I started being a coach.
Wonderful. So, what could you give us a short summary of what exactly are the healing codes, because there's a lot of people on the call who may have experienced them, but there's also an awful lot who haven't.
Okay.
And so maybe for the benefit of those who haven't, you could describe what they are and how they were discovered and how exactly they work.
Yeah. Well, I'll do my best. The healing codes are an energy modality that works in the energy field that surrounds the body and interpenetrates into the body. And they were discovered or were given to Dr. Alex Lloyd. You probably heard his name associated with healing codes. And he was married to Tracy, who has since changed her name to Hope. But he was married to Tracy, and I think they were married about 10 or 12 years, and she had very serious depression. And he went back to school to become a psychologist. He took all kinds of training trying to find ways to help her. She had problems taking the medication. She just, you know, nothing seemed to work. And he tells a story quite frequently, and I think it's in the Healing Codes book, where Tracy and his one son at that time lived in Nashville, and he was out in California at a seminar, and he called her from the airport. And he could tell just by her voice that things were not good. She was crying, and he said, you know, just hold on until we get home, he told her. Hold on, I'll pray for you all of the way home. And he was flying back. And so he was on the plane, and he was praying, and all of a sudden he started getting these images, and the knowing that this was an answer for him, and he says he started writing them down, and he said at one point in time he must, and his belief is this comes from God, and he said out loud, he said, please God, either slow down or teach me to write faster, because I'm not getting it fast enough. So he wrote it all down and the pictures of the points, and when he got home, he tried it with Tracy, and very quickly her depression went away. And so he started using it in his practice. He was a counselor, and people started reporting not only were they feeling better emotionally, but some physical issues started going away. And more and more people were asking for it. People who were his patients asked to be trained to be coaches, and it just kind of grew from there. So the exactly how it works, we really don't know. What we assume is happening is that as you're focusing, you put your intention with your prayer ahead of time, and then you're focusing on a love picture of somebody you love or a beautiful place in nature while you're doing the codes, or a truth-focused statement, and that you're shifting at the cellular level the energy around these old beliefs, these old memories, these old traumas, and that something shifts. And as your physical system and your immune system starts to be able to deal with what's going on rather than having to deal with the stress, then people oftentimes heal. And there's been amazing stories. I've had clients, and you know, if you're on the Healing Codes website or you're on the email list, you'll see amazing stories of things that have really shifted for people. Or I would like to do some scientific research to find out how it works, but we haven't been able to manage to figure out how to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. And I know I was impressed when I heard particularly about one of the persons who wrote the book, Alex Lloyd, Dr. Alex Lloyd, and that's Ben Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and I used to work in a hospice, and you know, we heard the descriptions of Lou Gehrig's disease, and it's an absolutely awful disease, and where the actual life expectancy is less than 5 years, and it's a pretty hard way to go. So I was quite impressed because Dr. Ben Johnson actually had it and
does not have
was
it.
Healed from it and still is alive and well and
climbing mountains.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the case, Lorna? Maybe
oh, yes. And
talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, he's climbing mountains and he's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So and you know, part of one of the things that we have to say as Healing Codes coaches and practitioners is that the Healing Codes doesn't cure anything or heal anything except the issues of the heart, the underlying stress, releasing the old toxic memories, and that allows the body to heal. But it's not a medical procedure. It's not something that we could say, oh, yes, do this code for 10 days and you'll be healed of, you know, whatever. But do this code for 10 days and release the belief that you're not wanted in this world and things shift. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is. And isn't it because I from reading the book and looking at different things, they talk about how the body once, because it's under so much stress from old cellular memories, isn't able to really heal itself. And that once that stress goes, that it's able to heal itself of many, many diseases.
That's my understanding, yes.
Yeah. So maybe you might want to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, most of us have things, beliefs that come out of childhood, beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about how the world works. And many of the people who come to me for Healing Codes coaching have traumas from their childhood or from their adolescence. And many of them have, I had someone who's 85, and he had a quite traumatic upbringing. And he had been through psychotherapy and counseling and learned a lot about that. But and it healed much of the pain from that. But the energy work seemed to erase the rest of it and made a big shift for him. So even though he'd been carrying this for 85 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, I think that that we operate, we keep this stuff buried a lot of the time, but as you and I have talked, Katie, about the creativity and the blocks to creativity, if we're very, very talented at painting or singing or writing, but we have a belief that nobody cares about what we produce, it's going to get in our way of showing it to anybody, selling it, getting it out there, having a an exhibit, performing in a theater. It gets in the way. And so when you can heal those, and that's what the codes seem to do, as well as other energy techniques. There are a number of good techniques out there that do help, but not everything works for everybody. And so in my practice, I tend to use a combination of things, but I like to use the codes. And I like to share those, you know, even if somebody comes to me for, you know, EFT or other energy technique or regular coaching, I like to introduce them to codes because they're so powerful.
Yeah, I certainly have learned a lot of different energy techniques over the years. And methods.
That's how we met.
It is how we met. Really, I find this one is so easy to practice and on a daily level that even I will do it fairly frequently, which is something I don't always do for other techniques. So so partly practicing it a lot helps, but also I just find that it is getting to the root of things that I have been working on for years. And it's just very wonderful to find a method that finally gets rid of them. Like just recently, just to give a little bit of background, is that I was about to fly back to Canada, and I had a huge amount of anxiety all of a sudden. And I've always felt anxious about traveling, although I love it. And so I thought, well, I don't know if I want to put up with this again and again, and it's getting really quite bad. And so I phoned up Lorna, and she gave me a code. And within a couple of days, the anxiety had definitely gone down. And I've never felt so good traveling, ever, and about preparing to travel. And it was related to something in my childhood that I really didn't think was at, I had all sorts of other explanations, but it was related to a big move that I did in my childhood. And so it's just really great to not have that holding me back. And so it's things like that. You don't, maybe you could explain a little bit, Lorna, your experience. Has it been that people often know right away what causes anxiety or the other things?
Some people do, but most of them don't. And part of what I do as a Healing Codes coach is we have a technique that we've been taught by Dr. Lloyd that he calls non-local testing. And so sometimes, like what we did with you, is it was like the issue, the emotions around the issue, and then, you know, do you remember the early time? And I recall, you weren't coming up with really an early time that had any problem with travel and didn't seem to really make a lot of sense, or even early anxiety. And so we have this series of questions that we can test as far as finding an early memory. And I tested, and I don't remember what age it was.
It was 11, actually, or around that time.
That's right. And Katie said, well, you know, we just moved from Canada to England at that time. and I got this energy resonance, like, okay, this is something important. And to go back to that and to use the codes to clean out the stuck energy, that's all I can say. I mean, we talk in the meridian therapies about the energy stuck in the meridians. I don't think the energy is stuck in these healing centers, but I think it's stuck in our energy field. And I suspect, and I haven't discussed this with Alex, but it's my suspicion that these centers, the Bridge, Adams, Apple, Jaw, and Temple, that these healing centers that Alex discovered or was given, that they are like quantum points on the energy grid that goes around the body. Donna Eden refers to it as radiant circuits. And so something happens so quickly to make a shift that most people, and I wrote an article you know, I can tell you the link to if you want to download it. It appeared in the International Journal of Healing and Caring a couple of years ago. And I interviewed a number of my Healing Codes clients about their experience. And one of the things that kept coming up over and over again, you know, people talked about the physical changing and people talked about the emotional or the spiritual shift, but they all talked about the sense of peace that they found with doing the codes and after doing the codes. And, you know, most people today, when you say, you know, having that sense of peace, some people are like, I don't have time for peace. I'm too busy. But the meditative quality of the codes, I think, is very powerful. And there are other ways to do it. Some people tend to do it intensive. I have clients that will do a half an hour at a time or an hour at a time. Clients that do it for other people. Clients that do it for their animals. But I think that there's something physiologically going on when you do this. And, you know, somebody that I talked to last week was saying, well, we just need to find somebody who can see auras and see energy, like Donna Eden, and then see where this, what's happening and where it's going. So if anybody knows, you know, anybody that can do that, email me.
Oh, great.
I'd love to do research on that.
Yeah, and I certainly know that it does put you in a real, a very, very quickly. And I'm not somebody who meditates easily, although I've tried for years, but it just doesn't come to me. I like things to be happening, and meditation and sitting still is hard. But with the healing codes, it's just like this, I get into the state really within a few minutes. So there's something going on, as you say. Now, I'm just wondering, we talked a little bit before about different blocks to creative success and how those could happen in your childhood, and because of something that's happened. And you talked about that a bit. But I was just wondering, because a lot of people brought it up and have brought it up both as clients of mine and also in the questions before the call. And that is, there's a belief that one isn't good enough or worthy of creative success. And how can the healing codes help with that?
Well, one of the things with the healing code system is that it's divided into 12 different areas. And each of those areas have parts to it that include, or nine of them do actually, include negative emotions and beliefs, negative beliefs and unhealthy actions that people do because of the issue. And that belief, I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy, that is so prevalent. I hear that time and time again. And people will say it, but I also, as I'm doing my testing and that comes up, and I'll test and I'll get yes, that's the belief. I'm not good enough. I had somebody earlier today that came up. And I may never have talked to them before. I may not know anything that's going on in their life, but with the energetic testing and doing the codes, that people say, well, how did you know that? And we've just been taught to test, to energy test. And what I think happens is that when, like, you're in Mexico and I'm in North Carolina, and actually when we started working, you were in Mexico and I was in, I guess the first time you were in Toronto and I was in Michigan. And then
exactly.
You were in Mexico. But it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because once we connect energetically, just like tonight, and for people who listen to the call, there's this energetic connection. Because this is my belief, is that we are all connected, that we are all at some quantum level, we are all one, and that this energy information travels once we agree to do that together. And so, I just ask and I get yeses and nos, and I give the information that I get. I share that, and it I'm not good enough. If that's resonating, it gets in the way of everything. So,
oh, yeah.
Shifting that, cleaning that out, and maybe you know. Alex tells the story of, you probably have read it in the book, of a popsicle story where a quite successful woman could never seem to get past this glass ceiling. And in doing the work, what came up was that she believed that she didn't deserve as much as her sister. And tracing that back came to an incident, and this seems so minor, but kids take on beliefs so easily. She wanted a popsicle, and her mother said no and gave her sister a popsicle, and the little girl took away the idea, well, Mom loves her, but she doesn't love me, and so there must be something wrong with me. And what it turned out to be was that the sister had already eaten lunch, and so that's why she got a popsicle. I mean, and that's not a trauma.
Exactly. And it is, I found that story really interesting too. And it does illustrate a point that it doesn't have to be huge traumas, because sometimes
right.
we think it has to be a huge trauma for me to be feeling this bad or to be so blocked. And why am I that way? Because, I didn't have the most traumatic childhood or whatever, or I wasn't
mm-hmm.
beaten up or whatever the story is.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, little things like that, which with from a really well-meaning parent,
mm-hmm.
can really block you or block
yeah.
the child. So it's almost
yeah.
inevitable in life that one has all those things, and it's
well,
so
yeah.
great
how can
that
that
there's a technique which can really zero in and very very quickly, I think, get at the root of some of these issues.
Yeah. And I think that. Probably most people on the call are familiar with Bruce Lipton, and he talks about
yeah.
how the first 6-7 years of life, children are in this trance state theta brainwave state, where they're taking in the information whatever they're given is gospel truth. And anyone who's been around kids know that they, at those ages, they believe that they cause everything to happen. So if a parent, I have one client whose parents got divorced, and she had this distinct memory of her father packing up to leave, and she's crying and crying and asking him to stay, and he didn't speak to her, and he just walked out of the house. And, you know, this was not a memory that she had. I think it came up as we were doing the work. I'm not sure if she'd had it all, you know, access to it. But what when she really went back into that, and she could look at it from the adult standpoint of that he was so upset that he couldn't speak.
Yeah. So we can't see that as a child.
Yeah. So I think that it's just, it's unfortunate, and you know, I think it's a lifelong work that we keep, you know, we discover something new. I mean, I'm at 65, and I'm still discovering things that I'm still working on and still doing the codes for.
Yeah. And given the type of society we live in and all the pressures and challenges, I think it's useful to use this anyway, just to counter daily challenges and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lorna, talking about society and the types of things that also comes from cultural conditioning, one thing that one person who wrote to me before the call raised was lacking confidence in her own vision and doubting that what she had to offer might be valuable or really matter to others. And that really resonated with me, and I think it probably resonates with a lot of artists. Like, sometimes we just wonder, well, what's the point? Are we really giving anything? Because there's so little overall recognition for the arts. There's a lot of people saying things about it, but, you know, in terms of, and that say the arts are good, but then they cut funding for the arts, the first thing, and it's not really valued very, very highly in a real sense. And so I'm just wondering, how can the healing codes assist with countering that barrage of societal pressure that does not value and, you know, teaches us not to follow our artistic or creative dreams?
Well, I think, again, that that's a belief, and it's a very powerful belief, and it's one that doesn't serve you. And And I'm not an artist, so I don't come up against that. But looking at how I would use, say, Katie, if you had said to me, this is something I want to work on, it would be to look at what would you rather feel? You're not going to change society, but to shift to a place where what I have is valuable because it's what I've created, and it doesn't matter what society says. Would that be a belief that would serve you better? And so looking at using, especially a code that we're going to use in just a few minutes, a block breaker code, to let go of the hold on you that this belief has that gets in your way of creating. You have the talent, but that belief may be stopping you from putting it out there where people who would appreciate it would get to see it.
Right. So it's not just looking at the general situation, but putting oneself in a position where one can be heard and seen, and not just seeing it in a very blanket way, and using the codes to be able to emotionally, I guess, accept that, or accept it on a cellular level as a truth.
Yeah, I think emotionally, and then to get, you know, to recognizing that the essence of all of us is a beautiful gift to the world, and that we have this. I don't like to say not duty is not the right word, but I mean we're here to share what the gifts we have. And so if you have the gift of painting, just because perhaps the family you grew up in doesn't like that genre of painting doesn't mean that it's not valuable. And
yeah,
so being able to let go of their old criticisms, because that's part of what gets in the way too. You know, and even this, you know, society has cut funding. Yeah, and that's all true. I'm not saying we're going to be able to shift that, but the power it has over us to block us is what we want to shift.
Right, right. And interestingly enough, Lorna, I mean, it's not just people who are starting out as artists, but very accomplished artists have. In fact, it was a very accomplished artist that put forward this question. Do you have these feelings and challenges in going forward? And so so maybe you can start by showing us how you would actually work with the healing codes around this kind of issue,
okay,
or the other creative issues for people.
Okay, and two things before we do that, before we shift into this part, is that we are going to be doing a code, and I apologize, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think I sent out too many emails or something, but somehow I got my the one website that I posted the pictures of the healing codes positions got locked down, and I have not been able to get back into it. They have our old address and our old email address, and so I apologize for that. I did send out with a new set of pictures. I hope people on the call have been able to see those. I do see some people I know already know the positions, but I do want to go over those. And I also want to take, before we start that, just to take a quick stretch break and also remind you to drink water. It's important when you're doing any kind of energy work to drink water. So if you want, we're just going to stand up and stretch because we've been on the call for about, you know, half an hour, and so if I invite everybody to just stand up and take a stretch, and if you want to, you know, grab a glass of water real quickly, we'll give you a chance to do that, and then I want to walk you through a code and actually invite you to do a code with us. I know some people will be holding on to the phone, and it'll make it a little difficult, but, you know, if you have speakerphone and you want to, you know, do it that way, if you're on the web and you can see us, even better. But you also have access to this, and you can do it when after the call is recorded. So just stand up and take a stretch and just kind of move around a little bit and take a deep breath. And you've been listening a long time, and we really appreciate it. We're really excited that you're here. So the process of doing a code is that you set your intention with a prayer, and I'll read the prayer from the Healing Codes book, and then you let go of that negative emotion, negative belief, physical issue. You let that go, and while you're doing the code, you focus on the positive. Now, the first code we're going to do is actually the code that's in the Healing Codes book. It's also in the Success Codes package as the Block Breaker Code. And I think that this is a very powerful code to help release old beliefs. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is to just take a moment to think about a belief that you have that you brought to this call that's getting in your way. And, you know, if you want to write it down and keep track of this, that would be the other thing, to have pencil and paper if you want to write down this code if you don't have access to either the Healing Codes system or the Healing Codes book. And while you're doing the code, I'll be reading some truth focus statements, and just to kind of be thinking on it. Don't try to write them down while I'm saying them. If you want, I can send them tomorrow as well. But just to be focusing on something you love, some body you love, some beautiful place in nature, and focus on what it is you want, what it is that if it's a block to being comfortable marketing your work, see yourself as successfully doing that. So what may happen while you're doing the code is that old memories will come up. And what we normally do when an old uncomfortable memory comes up, we shove it back down. During the codes, and actually over the next period of time as you use the codes, an old memory comes up. For me, it's like bubbles bubbling up on a can of, out of a glass of soda. You just let it bubble up and release it. Let it drift away. It's come up to be released. And that's what we find over and over again is that people have an old memory like, oh, I don't. Just let it go. You don't have to investigate it. You don't have to relive it. And that's why it's a lot easier to do these. You don't have to get back into the old stuff, especially if it's a trauma.
Mm. And, Amuna, I just have a question. Like,
sure.
You mentioned about the prayer, and you also mentioned that a number of things that would make somebody think that you have to be religious to do this.
Okay.
And I know I'm spiritually based, but I'm not religious. So I'd like you just to maybe tell people about that and how they might use the prayer if they don't actually if they actually aren't religious or spiritual as such.
Sure, thanks. And Dr. Lloyd and Dr. Johnson are both very Christian based, and the codes originally had lots and lots of references to Christian beliefs, and as more and more people use them, I think they realize that this is for everybody. It's not just a Christian based healing system. So the prayer does refer to God, but you can use you can just set your intention that what it is you're going to work on. If you don't like the term God, you can use universe or higher power or whatever term feels comfortable for you, or you don't even have to use that. You can just set your intention. So in the healing code system, it's called a prayer request. So if you don't pray, you can request. You can ask of your inner wisdom. And I think we all have an inner healing system, and that's what we're accessing to help this. They refer to it as placebo, but I think it's part of our inner healing system, and you can ask your inner healing system.
Great.
So the particular code that we're not going to do the full period of time. I'll tell you all about it, and then we'll go through. I'll guide you through it. It's like I mentioned, it's called the block breaker code or the universal code. And generally, people do this for 8 minutes. And there are four positions. And I apologize if you haven't seen the positions yet, or we will try and get that posted for you with the recording if you haven't seen it. The first position is, we call it the bridge, and it's right in the on your forehead, just a little bit above where, as Alex is, where your eyebrows would grow together if they grew together. So it's not quite up to what we call the third eye, and it's not on the eyebrows or on the bridge of the nose. It's just a little above that. So that's the bridge point. The temple point is at the temple's back towards the hairline. The jaw point is on the hinge of your jaw, the TMJ point on your jaw. And the Adam's apple is, right over the Adam's apple. And how you would do the code is that you put your fingers together. My kids call it like a beak, like imagining you're pretending to be a duck, and you have your fingers together like a beak, your thumb and all four fingers together. And then this is different than many of the other techniques, is that you're not actually putting these on the body. You're about 2 to 3 inches out away from the body. And there is scientific proof that there's energy that streams out of your fingers. And you can, there's some science, I think Alex refers to it in the book and says what the research is. So that energy is coming out of your fingers and shining, like you said, like little flashlights, shining on these, onto or into these centers. And there's a any combination of positions. It could be both hands on the bridge. It could be one hand on the bridge and one hand at the Adam's apple. When you're actually doing codes, there are, I don't know how many combinations there are, but you would shift, you would hold each position for 30 seconds, and then you shift to the next position. So a code actually is a series of positions that are held for 30 seconds. And this block breaker code has 4 positions, and we'll go through it twice. And so that'll be a total of about 4 minutes, and I'll watch the time for the 30 seconds and guide you through. And Katie, do we want to open, since we have 16 people, do you want to open and see if anybody has a question before we start, see if they raise their hand?
They can raise their hand right now, actually, by pressing, I think it's...
Star 2?
Star 2, yeah. Or we could just open the line, and because there's, we could just make it completely interactive.
Okay.
Why don't we just open the line for the moment that way, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, now everybody, if somebody doesn't want to be heard, you just press star 6 to mute, and maybe we can have some participation of people here.
Yes, if anybody has a question, if I wasn't clear or you want to have a question about the code itself, please ask.
Where exactly is the temple point again?
It's on by the side of the eye, just a little bit above the edge of the eye, back towards the hair. What we would normally call the temples, but it's more towards the hair than towards the eye.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other question about the code?
Did you say both hands could be doing different points at the same time?
Yes, so you could have like the right hand pointing at the temple and the left hand pointing at the Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay. And anything else?
And the jaw point, is that where the... Would you say where exactly the point?
Well,
is?
It's, you know, if you put your hands back by your ears and you kind of open and close your mouth, you'll feel that joint kind of wiggle.
Yep.
That's the jaw point.
Okay.
And I know women don't have a protuberant Adam's apple, but it's in that same place where men have that protuberant Adam's apple. And I know, again, I've seen some people on the call who have the Healing Code system and there are resting positions and all, but that's much too much to get into for this call. I know there are people that have trouble holding the positions for a long time, so Alex has also have some resting positions to do that. And if you can't, if you're holding the phone and you can't do this, you can do it with one hand and imagine the other hand doing it. So if we don't have any other questions, we'll put you back on mute so that we won't hear all the banging around and all as people are doing it. And I will walk you through the code and give you the experience of it, and I hope that it's going to really make a shift. I mean, there's possibility to make a shift just doing it once. Might take 100 times. I don't know. Everybody's story is different. So, Katie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you can hear me. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. It looked like I was muted, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if everybody can hear me.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So if you would think about a block that you have, and if you're on the call just because you want healing codes and you're not creative or artistic, it can be any kind of block. And If you want, you can rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being doesn't bother you at all and 10 being the worst it possibly could be. And that's one way of kind of tracking. You can do before and after the code and put what movement there is. And it can even enrich the process if you think about some emotions that you might have about this. So if your block is blocked to being putting yourself out creatively, you might have some sadness, you might have some anger, and you might want to rate whatever those emotions are. Again, this is a way of kind of checking and seeing what kind of shift there might be. And if you have an early memory, if you have an early time that you remember feeling this block and feeling these emotions, that would be what you would kind of aim the code at as we say the prayer request, or I'll say the prayer request, and you can, you know, set your intention however you'd like. So this is the prayer request from the Healing Code system. So it says, I pray or request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all the physical issues related to this block be found and opened and healed by filling me with the love and life and light of God. And you can include this next part. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased 100 times or more with ease and grace. And we include the with ease and grace because some people have in the Healing Code system, sometimes people will have a healing response if they're very sensitive to energy. So now you've set your intention of the block you want to release. So now I want you to shift to, again, someplace you love, somebody you love, I'm going to just, as we do each of the positions, I'm going to read one of the truth-focused statements that are from the Healing Code system, and you can meditate on that. And so with the block breaker code, the first position, and we'll hold it for 30 seconds, is the bridge. So you would put both hands pointing towards the bridge. And don't forget to breathe. And the prayer, truth-focused statement is, I choose to understand and believe these truths and feel them in my heart. I am valuable. And the second position is both hands at the Adam's apple. And another truth-focused statement is, my future is full of hope. My future is full of hope. And we can include that with everybody on the call. Our future is full of hope. And then the next position is both hands jaw. And another truth-focused statement is, I can keep myself safe and secure. And the fourth position is both hands at the temples. I can trust myself and others. That's one round of the code. And let's do one more round. So back to both hands at the bridge. And another truth focused statement I like is, I have the power to choose and to act on my choices. And both hands, Adam's apple again. Our future is full of hope. And both hands at the jaw. I am valuable. And then both hands, temple. I have the power to choose and to act on my choices. And normally you would do this like two more rounds, but we have other things to discuss. So if you just put your hands over your heart and take a couple of slow, deep breaths. And that's the process of doing a code.
Thank you very much, Lorna.
I'm You're very
on
welcome.
A very altered, relaxed state.
Yeah.
I hope everybody else is.
Yeah.
And yes, so I can ask a number of questions, or maybe we can start getting some questions from the audience. So I think I'll just open it up and see if we've got any questions, and then after that I'll continue with all the questions I have.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Hello?
Yes, hello. The question or a comment?
Oh, that was me, Katie. I thought I was hearing somebody. Does anybody have a question or a comment about the experience? Okay. So, well, I guess I'll go to my questions, and then as people think of their questions, they can raise their hand. So I'll just put it on lecture mode again, and if you press star two, I'll see that your hand is raised, and so later we can take your question. So a question that a number of people wrote to me about was, what about performance anxiety? And what can the healing codes do around that? And there's all kinds of performance anxiety, whether it's
right.
for writing an exam or acting in a play or giving a speech or singing in front of a crowd, all those things. How can the healing codes help that?
Well, oftentimes those are out of early experiences. Lots of times in school, and where you're up in front of a group and you make some kind of mistake and everybody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So the healing code, there could be a couple of different codes that could come up. It could be trust. It could be peace. Peace oftentimes comes up when there's anxiety. And so, you know, you can use that to help release that early memory.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about, like, codes for trust and peace. Now,
mm-hmm.
I know what that is because I've got the healing codes and been using it for a while. But could you explain a little bit about the healing codes?
Yes, the healing code system itself is set up in the healing codes packages, of which there are a variety, with 12 different focus areas. And there are three inhibitors that are really big things that get in our life, in the ways of our having the kinds of lives we want. The first one's unforgiveness, and I got an email from somebody today that I worked with on Monday, and she said something about on the Monday call that she just never felt like she could feel joy. And we did the testing, and we came up that it was unforgiveness that she needed to work on. And I got the email today, and she said, you were right. It was unforgiveness that was in the way of my joy. I'm feeling so much better already. And that's just in 2 days of doing the call. So unforgiveness is the first one, harmful actions the second, and unhealthy beliefs. Those are the three inhibitors. And then, again, if you have a Christian background, you'll recognize the terminology of the virtues. Alex calls this the core healing system of the virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. And in those nine virtues, there are sections of negative emotions, unhealthy beliefs, harmful actions, and actually physiological systems. And so those are all pieces that tend to affect the issue. And so when we do a code, even when I do a custom code, we go to one of these. I test to see, is it the trust issue? Is it the goodness issue? So that it's kind of shorthand for the focus area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds really complicated from the outside.
Well,
although I know it's really quite simple.
Yeah,
when I do it.
Yeah. Well, and the code itself is simple. The system is a little bit more complex, and I have clients who never purchase the Healing Codes package. I just deal with them directly and find them custom codes. I have clients who purchase the Healing Codes package and, you know, 8 sessions of coaching that comes with it. So it's the whole range. But it's possible to do. I have a client in England who decided he wanted the 12 days, but all custom codes. He didn't want to buy the package. He just wanted to work with me and get 12 custom codes. Actually, did 12 custom codes for himself and 12 for his mother.
And what was the impact of that on him?
It seemed to make some big shifts, both for him and his mother, and to release a lot of old pain, especially that she had.
Wonderful. So just getting back to the to our creative theme for the evening, I thought I would get back to some of my questions, which is,
okay.
One thing that I've noticed a lot is that, it's quite natural, is that people are often afraid of really showing their creative gifts because they're
mm-hmm.
afraid of being criticized or exposing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, you know, that might have happened earlier in their lives, but also where they were, you know, maybe laughed at or joked at during a performance, or they made a mistake. But also, sometimes it can be quite profound where they feel that if they get out publicly with their work, that'll make them vulnerable to attack and even like almost a life and death question. So it's not surprising they don't get out there and they're not really their full creative self, because they're unconsciously they're afraid of dying.
Wow.
And, I mean, I've encountered that with quite a number of clients. It's not unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so how would you approach that, Lorna?
Well, again, I would use my testing to see what area it was. And, you know, it's, oftentimes that still is a very early belief that if I'm not accepted, that I'm going to die. And, as a child, if you are not accepted by your family and you're tossed out, you're going to die. But I think that somehow there's some beliefs. And some clients will ask me, you know, is it a past life? Sometimes people want to go that route. And we often test to see if it's a generational issue. That often happens,
mm-hmm.
That it's a generational issue that's been passed down. And what you would do with that is that you just put it in the prayer request that this code, it goes for all the generations back, 5 generations or whatever it is. So, sometimes I would say, I get it. It's like 3 generations back on the mother's side. And people say, oh, yeah, that's when they escaped from the pogroms in Russia and went here and had to do this and everybody else died. And
Yeah, I know what you mean because I've been working with some clients through blocks, not using the healing codes, but I've in the techniques that I've used, it's sometimes gone generations and generations back,
mm-hmm.
or even to the witch hunts, and there's just this. I don't understand exactly how that all works, whether it's cellular memory that's just passed down the DNA or whatever it is, but certainly we're carrying inside ourselves not just our experiences of our life, but that of our fathers and our mothers.
Absolutely.
And our grandparents. And so the healing codes can really get at this.
I've seen a number of times that people will have something that's generational and it just seems to shift. And,
mm-hmm.
I like you, I don't know if it's passed in the genes or the memes or just by word of mouth or what happens,
mm-hmm.
but something happens.
Right. Okay. I'd just like to get, to a couple of questions around creativity, and which are related to the virtues, really.
Okay.
And one is, or at least I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try. One is that sometimes people are really, really all the time trying to make everything perfect, and they. And I think it's really something which is part of anybody who's creative, which I think everybody is, but who's involved in, let's say, an artistic work. You want it to be as good as possible,
mm-hmm.
and you want it to be the most powerful, moving, life-altering artwork possible. And so you always have that urge towards beauty and perfection. And I don't mean a kind of stilted beauty, but just something that's within the art itself, that it expresses itself fully. And yet I know with myself and with others that urge towards beauty and perfection can have its ugly face and really paralyze you and make
mm-hmm.
you procrastinate or never finish because it's never quite enough or nothing is perfect. So I'm just wondering how that would relate to one of the healing codes or one of the virtues.
Well, it may be an unhealthy belief. It may come up under the trust issue. And sometimes when I'm doing the testing, it won't seem to have a direct relationship, but as we go through, and I had someone say this to me Monday, she said, sometimes when you tell me that this is negative belief and this is what you're getting, and I don't even know the issue that she's working with, she said, when I first hear you say it, it doesn't make any sense. And then I'm starting to do the codes, and all these memories start coming up. And it's like, whoa, that really makes sense. So to say, oh, this is going to be the trust code or this is going to be the goodness code, Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, if you have the Healing Codes package and you use the system and you go, there's a index in the back of emotions, and you can say, okay, this emotion, and it goes, points you to, you know, one of the focus areas. So you can do it on your own. And oftentimes that works. But it's when an issue has many roots that sometimes people need a coach to help untangle that.
Right, yeah. And another question could be that people who think that they're somehow that doing, well, doing the codes or doing anything, that they're entitled to success without any hard work. And they think art and creativity is just about inspiration. And then they kind of wonder why they aren't getting anything that they want, and that they're not really producing the art, or they are able to express themselves creatively, mm-hmm. in a way that impacts. And I'm wondering, or you know, where they make actual progress, because there is work involved in art and creativity. There's craft involved, and so I'm wondering if there's how the. Because I know in the healing codes, there's Dr. Lloyd talks about the concept of entitlement,
mm-hmm.
and how that can be damaging. And it's kind of the opposite to striving for perfection or being really working your butt off to be good. It's like mm-hmm. it's sort of sitting back and waiting for it to happen. And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, and this, I mean, doesn't sound like one of the Christian virtues. Self-control is the 12th virtue in the system, and it has two parts. It's that not being able to control yourself, or feeling that sense of entitlement, the sense of the negative emotions actually listed under that are laziness, entitlement, and demandingness. And one of the things that, I'll just get my Healing Codes book open here, he talks about the unhealthy belief. The one side is, I can't do it, I'm not capable, and the other side of it being, others should do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the harmful actions with that are manipulation, deceit, over-control of self, controlling others, giving up, indulging the self. And so, you know, I'm not sure if somebody who thinks they're entitled is actually going to do a healing code to not feel entitled. But I think that if people, you know, one of the things Alex said is for his, in telling his story, is that he grew up a real mama's boy, and mama did everything for him, and that almost destroyed his marriage when he, first couple years he was married, because he expected Tracy to do everything for him, that sense of entitlement. And
mm-hmm.
so he talks a lot about how, you know, you're setting your goals that you think you're entitled to everything just falling on your in your lap, that it really gets in your way. And you know, I think there may be people who have that and are seeing, well, boy, things certainly aren't working out the way I expect them to. Maybe I do need to make some kind of shift.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the truth focus statements that's in that I just love, and it can be used for either side of that self-control issue, is I can step out to accomplish things and life will support me. And whenever that comes up with anybody, I always get the image from one of the Indiana Jones movies where he had to go running and step out onto a bridge that he couldn't see. And in stepping out in that leap of faith, and the bridge was there, it just wasn't visible from the way the rocks on the mountains were. And he had to do the step out in faith. And when that Healing Codes truth focused statement comes up, and it's when it comes up for me, that's the image I have, is that, you know, you can trust life, you can step out and be supported, and that the bridge will appear.
Right. And actually having trust is a hugely important issue for people being creative and letting their being free creatively, because unless you trust, you're not willing to take the risks that creativity demands of you, which is doing things that are new,
mm-hmm.
and going beyond your comfort level. So that's really interesting. Now I would like to see if there's more questions from the people who are participating in the class. So I will open up the call again, if that's okay with you, Lorna.
That's fine. That's fine. So if anyone has a question or a comment, I want to do one more code. I'll give you one more code tonight. It's a very simple one. But if anybody has a question or comment, we'd be open to hear it.
I have a question.
Yes.
What about the physical part of, like when I just did the code with you, my eyes started to water. And I've read other things of people's back spasms, and they have different physical issues that come up. Is that energy releasing, or what exactly is that?
That's what I assume it is. People have what, not everybody has, but a small percentage of people have what's called a healing crisis or a healing response, where an issue gets a little worse, or people get, one of the main ones is fatigue. And what we think is happening is that the energy is moving. It's been locked up for a long time. Oftentimes when I'm testing somebody and grief is an issue that's coming up, my eyes will start to water. I think it's energy moving. So I think I don't know for sure, but that's what I think.
When I first did the 12 days, I literally had some of the codes where it felt like if you took an eyedropper and just filled it and just pushed on it. I wasn't crying, but it was like just running. But then I heard other people talk about the same sensation. Like it didn't make you feel bad. You kind of didn't even notice it. It was until you saw, your shirt was kind of wet.
Yeah. And there may be, old griefs that are being released and old sadnesses. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anything else?
This is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. I thought it was wonderful. And
good.
My question, like when you're doing, you gave us a pre-thing to do and to think about,
mm-hmm.
and then said something connect to something in the past that might be related.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were just feeling like sad or anxious or something and then did it, but didn't at the time you started it know what event it might be related to? Could it just bring it up and then you work on it from there?
Yeah, that often happens. And even if it doesn't come up, we think it's still working.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was my question.
Yeah, sometimes things just, your system seems to know when to release it, to let it come up. And sometimes, you just do the code and things get better, and you're like, oh, I don't know what caused that, but it's gone.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you. Good question.
Any others?
We have just a couple of minutes and a couple of things that Katie and I wanted to share with you. And I do want to do one more code that's very short because it refers to another one of your questions about people feeling like they have conflicts about selling out or sacrificing or having a hard time getting by, struggling to pay their bills. And a lot of people in the healing, in a lot of areas right now are having that problem. And you asked how the healing codes could help with that. And when I tested, I got that it would be good to do the patience code. And the the virtue in that code that came up when I was testing was the virtue of balancing selfishness and selflessness. So that finding that balance in your life. And the code is very simple. It's just both hands at the Adam's apple. And I often use this just when I'm, if I wake up in the middle of the night and are starting to think about, well, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and then I'll just say, okay, just go back to my healing code and just do the both hands Adam's apple. So I'd like to invite you to think about an area perhaps you're struggling with that you have a conflict with and the emotions around that. And then just we'll just do this for 1 minute. It'd be a little bit longer because it's just the one position. So it's both hands Adam's apple. And the truth focus statement is, I choose to feel calm and complete, making the best of each moment as it is. There's kind of rest in that, feeling calm and complete, being in the now, letting go of the fear, the anxiety. And then if you want to end with both hands over your heart. And somehow there's extras, I don't know exactly how to even call it, more energy, the energy of connectedness when people do the codes together in a group. And so Katie asked me if I would, you know, have something if people wanted to follow up with this. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing after the first of the year is healing code circles that will meet twice a month to do codes together for 45 minutes or an hour. And also, I have an e-course that's called Reduce Holiday Stress, and it's a free e-course. And I've added to that for people on the call and people listening to the call. I'm not sure if I'm going to advertise it to the public. On December 15th, I'm going to do 45-minute, an hour-long, however, depending on how many people are there, Reduce Holiday Stress with the Healing Code. So it would be a healing circle to help release the stress of the holidays. And it goes along with the Reduce Holiday Stress e-course, which is about 5 email sessions. So that I'll send that in the link tomorrow, but if you wanted to look that up, it's reduceholidaystress.com.
And I think what Lorna will be offering will be quite wonderful. I know that a lot of emotions do surface around the holidays. So
yes.
It's really a good time to see what your beliefs are or what your negative patterns. So, and I've just had extraordinary results with Lorna, so I'd really urge those of you who are interested to pursue and work with her. Lorna, I actually noticed that I was trying to figure out why I wasn't getting the web questions, and I finally got them.
Okay.
So there's
a couple more minutes. Okay.
Yeah. But if we can just to acknowledge them, and
okay.
I'm very sorry because somebody says, are web questions not answered?
okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. And so there are just a couple of them.
Okay.
Now, which I think we can, or you can answer quite quickly. Lorna talks about testing, this is from Kathy, Toronto, talks about testing people to see what the issue is. How does she do this with her clients? So that's one question.
Okay.
And then there's another question from Karen Gould of Texas, which is, can the work be done surrogately in proxy for another? And then the final question is, how do you purchase the Healing Codes package? So you can answer those in whatever sequence.
Okay, yeah, and I'm seeing the question, so I'll just briefly go through. Yeah, I just found them.
Okay.
Well, part of it is I deal with people all over the world by phone and by Skype, and we've been trained. It's a type of, it's not muscle testing. I mean, a lot of people know about muscle testing. It's kind of like an advanced testing that we've been taught to do. So I, you know, I have people say, I want to be happy, and that I can, I'm not, I don't have a machine or anything that's reading the voice, but it's just a way we've been taught. So so when I talk about testing, that's what I'm doing. You can do it surrogately. You can do it for somebody else. You would just put their name and their issue in the prayer request. Purchasing the Healing Codes package. Katie, I think has a link, and I have a link. We'll include that when we send out the email tomorrow. Another question is the order always to be followed? And the order that I did, the block breaker code, that's the block breaker code order. Another code may have, you know, both temples, both jaw, both bridge, and that's all of it. So the order of the codes is what makes it specific to the issue. Okay. Do rings affect the energy in the hands? I don't think so. Could, but I've never had that asked. I always wear my rings. Do we think the belief while doing the code, not the negative belief, because while you're doing the code, you want to focus on the positive. And then Alan asked about shaping the hands. Again, if you haven't seen the picture, we'll send that link again tomorrow. And so you'll see how actually it's a drawing of Alex. You'll see his how his hands are held. Okay, that one's answered. Okay, let's see.
Gee, there's a lot of questions. Sorry, we're just... This is the first time we've been using this revised system, and
is there an affirmation we say? We did do that. We went over that with some of those that were on. Again, if you listen to the recording, you can write them down. And somebody said how many seconds. Generally 30 seconds, but you can always hold the position longer. And I have, like I said, some people get to the point where they're just like, okay, it feels like it's full, and now it's time to move my hands. So, I know it's after 9 here, and even later in other places. We really appreciate you being on the call, and hope that you got what you wanted.
Lorna, I just would like to say a couple of things before
sure.
we sign off. First
sure.
of all, thank you very much for
You're
all
welcome.
The information.
Thank
you. It's really interesting. I think we could spend another couple of hours really going into all the depth that there is in that system, in the Healing Code system. I just wanted to say a couple of little things, which is we're going to be sending you links tomorrow because I had promised something to people on the call, and I'm going to be giving you a download of my a preview copy of my ebook, The Happy Well-Fed Artist: How to Stay Creative Without Going Broke or Crazy, and it deals a lot with beliefs that can get in the way of your creativity and has some ways of getting through that, plus a lot of practical tips about how to pursue your creative projects.
And I'm also, for everybody who's signed up, and the ebook is something that I'm giving to people who just attended on the call, and the rest is going to be what we're going to have is that everybody who's signed up from the call will receive a link to also get my Tame Your Dragons, Create the Mindset for Creative Success, which is a workbook. So I think with all the materials that Lorna's given you and that I'm giving you and some of the other possibilities for working with Lorna, that you'll have lots of ways to approach these negative beliefs. And I certainly would like to just say once again, the Healing Codes is a really wonderful way of getting through old beliefs and just freeing you to be able to really do the things that you want in life. So thank you very, very much for coming on the call. And is there anything else that you would like to say, Lorna, before we just sign off?
Well, again, I'd like to say thank you. And, you know, I hope that the codes that we did tonight you find helpful, and that if you want to work with me individually, if you want to be part of a group, there are a number of different ways in which you can erase those blocks and move forward in your life. So we appreciate you being on the call.
Yes.
And letting us share this information that we're so passionate about.
Well, thank you very much, Lorna, and bye, everybody. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.